love somebody else. If I can't love myself enough to know when it's time to let go.
Everyone for joining. Okay, guys, I'm about to start. Hello, hello, everyone. I'm like really extra hoarse. I've been a little under the weather, but thanks for joining, everybody. Thanks for joining Mo's Talk, where we can come together and have fun, feel relaxed. Talk, thank you, where we can all talk and just have, you know, different viewpoints and just respect each other on just an adult level, guys. So I'm going to just jump right into it, guys. Today I wanted to discuss, do a discussion on toxic family members. Again, y'all, sorry for my sniffling and stuff. But I wanted to discuss about family because I witnessed so many dilemmas that's, you know, that be happening in today's family, as long as with my own. And I just wanted to talk about it because a lot of people always saying this about family, saying that about family. But when I think about family, so let's just start from the root. So if y'all mind, let me just take it back a little bit. So when I was younger, you know, when I used to think about family, I thought about the things I used to see growing up. And what I used to see growing up with family was, you know, we all came together. We, you know, on holidays, birthdays, you know, some days just regular cookout days, you know, family came together. Or you see, you know, it was sheltered with a lot of laughters, you know, they played games, you know, it was real loving. And, you know, you felt the love in the family members. And even if it was like toxicness that was going on, you know, in the family, you really see, it was, you didn't see much of it. And I'm pretty sure that it went on, but it didn't last long. So, you know, when I think about a family, I think about, you know, having that caring and loving and support system. You know, even back then when you had families, they didn't have much to give you, but they had love to give you. And it was genuine to me, you know. But as a child, I used to wonder to myself, you know, like I just loved it to be around family. Like it was just the feeling of the embracement. Like it just felt so good. But as I began to grow up and become like a young adult, started having children myself, I started noticing like the distance amongst families. I started seeing more conflicts in families. I seen more arguments in families. I seen more distance in families. I even seen like, to me, some family members went as far as they treat each other as if they were strangers. And I seen it, and I couldn't understand the dynamics of how can you say that you love your mother, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your cousin, etc. How can you say you love these people, but yet have such a distance in the relationship? I began to witness the toxicness that came from families. And me as a person, like, let me just talk about me. So I'm the type of person that will go over and beyond to try my best to try to bring the peace in family. I will go over and beyond to try to keep the knit of the family together. But what people, what some of my family never understood about me is, although I may walk this strong walk, although I may walk this walk of, you know, seeing like I can just take a lot, I have feelings and it hurts. And sometimes I wear my feelings on my sleeve. But not only that, you know, just to connect a little bit more on the energy, I became like I was different a little bit. I was always different. I began to go to church. That's when my faith began to grow. That's when I began to learn more and more how to discern people, how to discern family, to know when family is for me and when friends wasn't for me. But when you come up in life, I seen how sometimes friends come and go, but I was always taught that you keep your family together. You know, when I was growing up and I thought about family, you know, when you think about togetherness, I used to just sit there and daydream because I thought families was supposed to be like, you know, when you watching the old TV shows like Bill Cosby, you know, Full House, Martin Lawrence, Family Ties, Family Matters, you know, stuff like that. You know, when you seen those type of shows, you know, you seen love in the family. You seen them go through conflict, but you seen love. You didn't see where, you know, the really cutting in the back and, you know, things like that. So when, as I began to get older, I saw this, you know, witness that. So I just want to tell you a story about me. So, you know, I started getting older. You know, I have a brother and I have two brothers and a sister. So I began to like you know, as I began to get older, I noticed that some of us, we, you know, had like different personalities. I realized that we all grew up differently. We all were shaped differently. Our identity was different, became different. But what I couldn't understand was how some of the ones, and I'm just speaking about, you know, because I like to keep it raw. So I'm just speaking about the ones that I grew up so closely with, that I love so dear, I couldn't understand how they can always try to cut you to the core. And, you know, it would hurt. Like, they would do, like, every time you reach out, you know, every time you try to make it better, you know, because if you're a person like me, you're a person that always, you know, fight to keep, you know, keep your family together. You fight for what's yours, you know, because I'm a fighter. I've always been a fighter. So I don't just give up on, you know, what's a part of me. You know, I will fight to the sun come to the ground, because that's just what I do. But I started noticing that the person or the family members was not fighting for me the same way I fought for them. Matter of fact, it started mind-boggling me. You know, I started having thoughts within my mind, like, this person has something against me, and I just don't know what it is. So, you know, sometimes, you know, within myself, you know, my spirit man was crying inside, you know, because I just couldn't associate what I could have done to hurt a person that bad, that every little thing I do, they go into this little shell where they just shell back, and they just wanted anything about me. They just want to, you know, dissipate. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to associate themselves with it. And maybe it could be something about them they dislike, but it hurts though, because if you was taught to, you know, as you was taught, blood was thicker than water. And she said, most of the times it's not you, it's them. And I believe that too, but at the same time, it hurts. And it hurts bad. So you have some people that it get cuts as deep as with their mothers. You know, some people have the hate with their mothers. Some, you know what I'm saying? Some people have the hurt with, you know, with their father. Some, you know, sometimes it's just there. And me growing up, I always, you know, people, like when I talk to people about these things, because what people expect for you to do is they expect for you to do more for the other person than the other person is willing to do for you. Because what's always being said is, oh, you the bigger person. Oh, you know, you gotta look over that. Oh, you need to just forgive them. Oh, you know, it's just that. No, you know, I came to a place in my life that my happiness is like, that's the reason why I played Mary J. Blige. I would just want to be happy. I came to a place in my life back in the summer of 2019 that I became okay with me. And I even became okay with me, even with the fact of letting some people go, whether it's my brother, whether it's my sister. People, you know, people can say, like, you know, that's kind of harsh, but it's not, because it is, you know, Josie in the house, it is self-love. Because while I'm trying to embrace and pick the pieces up that I don't even know that is broken with you, it's damaging me, because now you making me second guess myself. Now you making me second guess if I did something to you, when I can know that I didn't do nothing to you. So no, I decided to adjust my crown and keep it moving, because in life, you have to realize, like, in this lifetime, everybody is not meant to go with you and where God is taking you at. And another thing is, sometimes people envy you. They envy you because you decide to do something differently with your life than they chose to do with your life. So secretly, they disadmire you. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. They hate on you. And You know what I'm saying? And she said, say that all the time. And it's so true. You can not have your life together. You could be trying to get your life together and they hate on what they think you have. You know, they can hate on your happiness. They can hate on the fact that you, you know, is a person that is a pusher. They can hate on the fact that you are light. Your personality is good, you know? Right, people never want to see your growth. They don't want to appreciate your growth because people wants to feel like they more further than you, or they think better than you, or they smarter than you, or, you know, all the stuff. And I just feel like it's toxic, you know, it's so toxic. And a lot of people in these families don't like to talk about it because you were taught to keep your family business to yourself. But a lot of people are hurting in these families, you know. I mean, you got sisters that's not close with each other because sisters, it's the distance, it's the jealousy between amongst the sisters. And I feel like it's just something that, you know, it needs to be told. And then another thing, you know, you not only do you have the toxic family members, but you also have the phony family members. So when I think about the dynamics of family to me is so misconstrued and so, you know, misconflicted to me, because it's no unity there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have nobody to support you. You know, family members don't want to support you. Like, they find any way that they can to hurt you first. And that's what they the first ones to hurt you. You know why? Because they the closest ones to you. That's the ones that you love without measure. You know, when it's your family members, you don't put a limitation on how much you're going to love them. You don't put a limitation on how, if you love them through their wrong, you love them through the good, the ugly, the bad, the everything, but they don't love you the same. And I don't care how much y'all can come together. You can talk about the same stuff over and over and over again, and you always end up in the same situation. It's because it's something going on within them. And I decided that I'm not going to try to fix what's within you. I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm going to be totally hatred and, you know, I wouldn't help them if they in need, but I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to go out my way to do it neither, because I feel like when it's time for me to be in that person's life to forgive that person, I'm going to do it when it's a divine order. And I'm not going to move unless the energy and the Holy Spirit is moving my spirit, man, to forgive them. I'm not moving by what other people say, because I didn't hear, like, I had bigger cousins that say, you know, you bigger than that. You don't have to fall into the same thing other people say. I don't care what nobody say. I have to love me at the end of the day, because regardless if a person is willing to grow or not, okay, I am growing. And as I'm evolving as to become a better person, I expect everybody that's in my circle to do the same. If I don't purposely go out and try to hurt people, if I don't go out there and try to purposely, you know, make people feel sad or make you, you know, look bad, then I don't expect for you to do the same to me. You know, I can tell when people just don't accept me. And regardless of what anybody else say, I can feel it. I can feel when someone just don't accept me. And, you know, and you can feel it. It can be your close relative. Y'all could be sitting there having a whole conversation and the energy is wrong, you know? The energy is just not right. And you wonder, and you know, people always say, I don't care. You know, y'all need to get it together. But how can you get it together when it's something that's broken that you can't fix? And then you have the toxic family members, and then I'm going to come back to that. Then I want to talk about the phony family members, the ones that pretend to Oh, yeah, cuz, you know, we good. Oh, yeah, Niecy, we good. We only good when we're giving. We're only good when we have something to offer. And that's the same as with toxic family members. You know, to me, they all running neck to neck to me. And I just feel like I don't want to involve myself around phony people because I'm not phony. And, you know, I feel as though I'm a person that loves without measure. I'm the type of person that will help. If I can help, I will help. I'm the type of person, I'm outspoken. I'm real. That's just that. I'm going to speak my mind. If I said something, I can own up to it that I said it. But a lot of times you just don't have that in the families today. And I feel like it's so much hurt going around in these families, and that is to the point where it's draining to other people. And for me, it was draining. I realized that, you know, miserable people try to make other people miserable. And people that are not happy within themselves, I don't care about the cliche, how they pretend to look like they happy, how they pretend to have this and how they pretend to have that. They're not happy. And, you know, miserable people, unhappy people make other people unhappy. And I'm not going to lie. Like, when I be around some of the people that, you know, that dispense negative in my spirit, it makes me feel negative. It makes me go on a defense. It makes me feel some kind of way because it's just not right. So, guys, you know, what I want to know is, you know, has anyone else experienced the rejection of family, just the negativity that was, you know, came from family, just the negative energy? Because, you know, it's okay to not to say like you don't got to never deal with them, but it's okay to walk away with your insanity. It's really okay. Like, you don't have to deal with somebody who don't want to deal with you. And it's okay. Like, don't allow people to make you feel bad about doing something that you truly is uncomfortable in doing. Don't allow people to try to, you know, shift your thinking to make you think that, you know, maybe, you know, you should relook things. Sometimes you can keep relooking and rethinking and trying to figure out what the world I did wrong, because sometimes they'll make you feel like you this wrong. But when you really sit back and really analyze the whole thing, sometimes it could be you. But sometimes it may not be you. And for me, I feel like it's not me, because personally, I'll give another story of, you know, like one of my brothers. We just don't see eye to eye. And I love him. I love him to life. But we just don't see eye to eye. I just had to come to the realization that it's gonna be the type of relationship that I'm just gonna have to love him from afar, because I will not ever put myself back in a predicament where I have to witness myself be hurt by somebody that I grew up with and someone that I love and someone that I will go to war for. Okay, I ain't even say go for a battle. I say go to war, because that's how much I love on my family. I love hard. I don't do this mediocre type of love. I don't do this temporarily type of love. I don't do the type of love that's microwavable with, so it just lasts for a little while. I love, hey, welcome back. I love hard. I love hard, you know, and I just feel like, you know, when I come around, it's that fake love, like Moneybagg say, that fake love. It's fake. It's fake, you know, and especially like sometimes I notice that the love seem authentic when I got something to offer, or somebody, if I got something that somebody need, or something that they want, maybe it's some resource. Maybe it's, you know, rarely people ask me for money, but it might be resource. It could be advice. It could be time. It could be anything. I'm so good for that. But when they got everything that they need, oh, I'm no good for it. So what happens when you just drop me like a goddamn hot potato? How am I supposed to feel? Am I supposed to just pick up my feelings and keep it moving? You know, no. Just like Nikki said, I'ma love them from a distance, because that is what's best for my insanity. We have to learn how to do what's best for our sanity. And when God truly heals, like, I feel like sometimes, you know, when you're a person that loves hard, it's easy, it's naturally easy for us to try to mend the pieces. It's naturally easy for us to just try to, you know, bring some common ground amongst the dysfunctional, right? But I've just came to a revelation that if I allow God to truly get into the situation and allow him to mend the broken pieces, I feel as though that what was broken can become whole. But I just don't believe that it could become whole based on a notion of me trying to do it myself. Cardi said, I don't deal with my family too much. My family is outside of them. And that's so true. And it's like, it shouldn't be like that though. And it's something that goes on all the time. Like, you know, family members, they just live a life, a separate life. And it's almost like it's like non-existence, you know. I mean, everybody's so caught up in, like, I get that you got your media family. But I used to always think, like, you get your media family, you bring it with your rest of your family, and y'all got a big whole loving family, and everybody in there joking, some people talking, some people, you know, playing cards, some people might be watching a movie. It was the love, the dynamic of love, the dynamic of real family. You don't have it no more, because people has been... maybe some people has been traumatized by life, and, you know, being going through life itself can kick you in the butt. And maybe some people get so traumatized. Sorry, guys, I'm a little under the weather. Get so traumatized by life that they just, you know, take it out on other people. Hey, Josie in the house. How you doing tonight?
Hey, y'all. So I just,
how you doing?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, no, I hear you on the mics.
Okay. I just wanted to say something really quickly. So as far as family dynamics and toxicity, and you mentioned before, because a lot of people keep saying this, family ain't no more, family ain't family. And it's so funny to me, because I think I have a couple of family members on this care pause, is that, like, when we were younger, we were broke, man. We were together.
Say that.
I think toxicity is, it always been in the family. It's just that we still chose to be around each other.
Say that.
So what I mean by that is, like, when you come into a room and you get the scoop, like, yeah, that go XYZ, or you know she going to cut up, you know you spitting business, you doing whatever. I mean, all these problems been there, if you ask me. I just think what happens now is that we just choose to, like, separate ourselves from different things. Like, you know, I just really felt like, for me personally, I was a lot closer with a lot of people when, you know, we ain't really have too much. Now people working, they doing their own thing, and people just don't come around anymore. And it might be because of the toxicity in the family.
So would you say that have you noticed that it's been a lot of, you know what I'm saying, distance and separation among families today than it was back then?
Yeah, I think so, because I feel like as generations go on, like, you know, you just learn something more than the previous generation. And I feel like back in the day, we had no other choice but to deal with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. No matter what it was, I remember my grandfather, I used to get so mad with everything and everybody in my family. And my grandfather always would say, but baby, that's still your mama. That's still your grandmama. That's still your aunt. And what that meant was the whole core of the everything that he said was no matter what, they are still blood. And that's still family. And that's something that you can't take away. And to be honest, now that I look at it, it's like I dislike certain things about people, but that's who they are as people. You know what I'm saying? I can't go in there and change your life because I wouldn't do those things. You know, you got to kind of do those things for yourself. But people are going to be people, and I have learned to accept certain things. But if it get really out of crazy, whack, then I don't fuck with you. I'm sorry. I don't do that, okay? But love y'all. Hopefully I hear some more people calling in. But, yeah, this is a dope topic, though. Keep it up.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Hello, you're on the line. You like to express your oh, why you hang up? Call back in. Call back. Whoever it was that called in, call back in. And that is so true what she said, you know, just the dynamics of what you was taught, that you no matter what, you just basically what she was saying. That, you know, her grandfather was instilling in her is, it doesn't matter. You love a person for who they are.
You love a person for who they are.
Okay, you back online. You want to
You back online. You want to.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, you online. Do you want to talk?
Hello, you online. Do you want to talk?
Okay, you have to call back in. I'm just going to read what Yo-Yo says. She said, I have a real long... Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, she said, I have a real long... Oh, one sec. Hello? Hello? Okay, she said, I have a real lost family. My family is so broken, it hurts me to the core. And Yo-Yo say it hurts her to the core, but my thing is, we all, you know, that's what I'm talking about, the brokenness. And when is it okay? Like, okay, here's the twist with it. And I'll read you, Carly, in 1 second. You know, Yo-Yo says she have a, okay, first let's chime in with Jose. Joe said, JoJo said, her grandfather said to love a person despite of who they are, no matter what. And Yo-Yo says she has a big family and everyone is, the family is so broken, you know, to the core. I'm going to try to answer this again. Hello, you online. Can I help you? Thanks for calling Most Talk. I don't know why I keep getting disconnected, but, you know, she say it hurts to the core. And then you have Carly say it's like people just don't make the time for each other no more because of the drama. It's like you get older and you grow apart. And would y'all say, like, people grow apart because of what Josie in the house said, the toxicity that enters in, you know, because that enters into the relationship of the family dynamics, which creates the brokenness because no one wants to, hello? 1 second, guys. I don't know why this thing won't cut off. So no one wants to deal with negativity. No one wants to deal with a person that's always by far negative or by far always getting negative energies or throwing low-key shots at you. Like, who wants to deal with someone that throw low-key shots at someone? You know, because when Chicago Bad Podcast, I'll hit you up. You know, no one wants to be at nobody because I also had that happen to me too. You know, where they just low-key throwing shots. And as if I can't see that you throwing shots, like, you know, that makes you not want to be with a person neither, you know? So, yes, you know, people do grow apart because of the toxicness. The toxicity, as she said, you know, thanks for the word. You know, people don't want to deal with that. People, you know, you have a right, like today, you have a right to not deal with it. But my question is this. How do you, like, is it okay to walk away from toxic people, or do you stay in there and continue to accept their behavior based upon of the fact that they probably don't change? Carly said, it could be, can someone call in and just voice your opinion? It could be the toxicity and then people holding grudges and being judged and because of, and the negativity. And that's the biggest problem, is people hold secretive grudges against you. And they don't want to reveal to you of what they feel about you. They rather keep it inside, but you can tell that it's something going on, because you can tell by the energy they give. You know, 1 minute y'all okay, y'all can talk, y'all laughing, y'all eating together, you chilling, whatever. And then the next time, you know, this person, you calling them, you want to chill with them, they acting funny, they trying to shun you off, they doing all this type of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's toxic to me, because that's phony. That's not being real. You don't really want me in my life. Sometimes they don't want you in their life, but they just want you in their life just enough to see what's going on. And then when they see what you're doing, sometimes they envy you. Some family members, you know, they become toxic to you because they envy your life. You know, they they don't answer calls or texts, only when they want to. They envy your life because maybe you chose to go to school. They envy your life because you got a relationship that somebody want to settle down with you or marry you or be in a relationship and help you out. You know, they envy you because your kids might have did X, Y, Z. They envy you because you got a good personality and people like you. Like, people envy you for so many reasons secretly that you don't know. And so you go in like you trying to, you go around them and you happy to see them because it's authentic with you. You know, you genuinely happy to see this person, but low key, they don't mess with you. And they don't really want to be around you. Matter of fact, they will put more into their friends or people that give them fake love then they will give to the people that really love them. You know, they get mad with you because, you know, another reason why some family members that's close can get mad at you, I know for myself, is because I'm going to speak the truth. I'm not your sugarcoat type person. You know, I feel like to get to the core of something, you have to be honest, you know. The truth will set you free. And that's even in the Bible. So I like to be honest. I like to tell people what's really going to get them through what they need to get through. Hey, yo, you online? How you doing this evening?
I am all right, Monica. I am so glad you brought this topic up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, my God. When I say it hurts me to the core, I've been going, I ride and die for my family, always have, nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters. But when you go around them and, like you say, they give you that dirty look.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
And then you see it around amongst, and it's bad when your own children see how your family members, your sisters, your own mother, treat you to where as though your kids ask questions. Why is this? Why is that?
Yes, the black people, the family.
Yes, and you know, with me, when I said that I miss, at one time in life, I used to have Christmas, Thanksgiving. Only holiday I didn't have was Easter at my house. But everybody would come there. You know, I always had family members stay with me. You know that.
Yes.
You know. When it came to the time, I think all of it happened once I got married, then they distanced themselves away from me. Then they started talking things concerning to my children. A child should never, ever know what you did in your life. They should never. Children should Children should never hear what siblings have to say about their parents and bad talk them, you know. And through all that, I try to teach my kids at the end of the day, that's still your grandmother, that's still your aunt, you respect them. But in their mind frame, no, because if they're disrespecting my mother, and I know my mother did what she could do to raise me, take care of me, when they come around, they talking, they whispering, they doing this and doing that, they don't want you around, Ma.
Yes. Yes.
Every member.
One second. Thanks for calling in. Go in. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yo-Yo. One second. Yo-Yo, finish.
I'm from Brazil. Hello.
Hello. Go you.
You, but I think he's playing the music
as well. Okay, can you cut your music down?
I remember, Monica, can you hear me?
Yes.
I went into a deep depression.
Yes.
Family stopped speaking to me. I lost a lot of weight. And it wasn't nothing that I did to my knowledge, but it hurt me so bad to see that them turn against me and my kids. And all this happened right after I got married. Something had went on and my mother said out of her mouth, I knew you was going to act like that once you got married. What do you mean once I got married? All because I corrected my husband said, well, now all your nephews that standing here running in and out the house, they can't do this, coming in here eating up the food, we paying for this stuff, we doing this. It just has to have a change. My mother got upset with me behind that. Stop speaking. I mean, she stopped speaking, then everybody else stopped speaking. It's so I would go in the bathroom to myself because I would never let my kids see me cry. That's something I would never let my children see me break down and cry. I would go into the bathroom and cry for hours. Because at that time, all I had was my family. All I knew was my family. Until this day, that's how I am. But I've learned how to distance myself away from them. If they don't want me around, I won't come around. Like this Thanksgiving came, my sister called, oh, we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner at your house. I'm saying, oh, cool, that's good. I'm glad. Do you know what she called me a half an hour later and said? Oh, mama says she don't want to have no dinner at your house because your house too boring. You know how bad that messed me up inside?
Say that.
It broke me, but you know what I did? I lift my head up. I said, no problem. I said, she don't have to have no, my house is boom. Why? Because I refuse to let them come up here, fight, and break up my stuff. I refuse. First and foremost, everybody's grown. I refuse to let them come in here and destroy my property like they used to do. I just can't. So when you talk about the jealousy that that comes in, I'm the only one out of 8 kids that ever been married.
See, say that.
The only one, me and my husband is doing our stuff together. There's no him without me, no me without him. And for her to come in and try to, my mother, try to come in and separate that bond, was telling stuff that shouldn't, nobody should have. She, my mother was the head of everybody turning against and turning their back towards me. And I'm looking at you, my mother, of all people. Why would you even do this to me? Why would you even say things like that to me? And then on top of that, not talk about it to my children, but you would talk about it to my nieces and nephews that lived with her, and they would bring it back to my kids. What kind of stuff is that?
Say that.
All my kids are older, and they see, and they know their distance. They know not to go because I know you don't like my mother. I know you don't really care for my mother. Here, my son just came home from jail and not bringing him into it.
Mm-hmm.
We called my younger boys and they had a little discussion concerning me and the sisters. And he wanted to know why are they always saying what mom ain't do, talking about me. And my son had to tell him, Mama, my mother worked 3 and 4 jobs to provide and take care of us. Meaning, Tanya's daughter thought she was going to talk and dog my name to my son. And my son said, oh, no, my mother worked 3 to 4 jobs to take care of us. Your mother had help because grandma took care of you and your mother. Mm-hmm. Where nobody never take care. So with her thinking she could talk about me to my son, nagging there like, you ain't gonna say nothing about my mother. My mother always raised and took care of us and worked 2 and 3 jobs. Mm-hmm. So don't come at me saying my mother had help. My mother ain't never had help. Your mother helped. My grandmother helped y'all raise it. So I think that's where it comes to wisdom. I don't have to go to my family members and ask them for nothing. I do it on my own and always have. And then I have my husband who helps me with all of my children, not just one. And four of them don't belong to him, but one do. And he fathered every fucking last one of them.
Come on, say that. You better say that. Say that.
One of them. Treated them like it was his own. And that's when my family could not come and deal with it because the men that were coming in and out their lives didn't accept their kids. This man accept all my kids and me, family too, until he got put up tired of their bullshit. But that's what I got to say concerning family. If the family ain't right and you see the tension and your children start to see it, you have to distance yourself away from them because it's going to cause problems between you and your children. That's all I got to say.
Thanks for calling in. Yes, thank you. That was powerful. That was powerful. See, basically, you know, as y'all hear for yourself, you know, people go through these things. And from the just listening to her story, if you had a chance to, you know, to analyze the story, it just sounds like a bunch of hate. Sometimes they hate on your life for no reason. And when you think about your life, and your life is no different to their life besides you chose to go another path. And let's talk about time. It's only 24 hours in every day on the clock. We all get the same amount of time every day. If God allow us to get through from this minute to that minute, if he every day we wake up, he give us 24 hours on a clock. If you look at a clock will turn to the arm will go to the, I'll use the number four. It will go to the number four two times on a clock. The arm will turn to the number four. It will turn to a 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. So that what that tells and says that we all get the same amount of time. It's just everybody choose to do differently with their time. And sometimes people envy you because you choose to do something different with your time. You know, some people, and it be the ones that you love the most, you know, and you hear that. Like, I don't want to come and have a gathering with you because, you know, you're born. You know, I hear that all the time. I get that all the time. Or I don't want to be around her because, you know, she always doing too much. You know, she'll never want to listen to nobody. It's always her way. Like, I'm declared to be the narcissist of the family. Like, I'm declared to not want to listen to somebody because I have my own opinion. Like, people hate a headstrong person. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. But in my mind, I always made up my mind when I was a young girl to always be a leader. I never been a type of person that follows someone. It was always, I had to be my own leader. So when a person tried to tell me what to feel, when we're engaging and having, you know, and talk, when we're talking and, you know, and giving off our own opinion, and when people want you to feel the way they want you to feel or do things the way they want you to do things, like you get, if you don't do what they want you to do, then you get labeled. And that's what I get. You know, see, she got labeled for being a good, dedicated woman that decided to work hard for her children, that decided not to be an every Tom, Dick, Harry bitch. She decided that she wanted to be loved. God sent her a husband to provide for her, to help her, to love her. And she was envy for that because some people envy you because they don't have what you have. Some people envy you because it could be as far as, you know, a job, you know, or maybe you went and got a car before them, or you went and had, you got the house before them, or they envy you because, you know, the people envy you sometimes for the dumbest things sometimes, okay? Sometimes, you know, it's just the hate that sometimes the hate is to me sometimes start so minute and it just grow. And it grows, it's like a bacteria. It can start as a fungus and grow up to be something so big, and some things can be curable and some things cannot be curable. And it's crazy because to me, I don't feel like things are not curable, but I just feel like it's nothing wrong with taking your insanity and walk away, because, you know, and that's another thing, you know, when you're dealing with toxic family, you know, you deal with being a black sheep of the family. That's hurtful. You know, when everybody would rather go to everybody else and overlook you, that hurts. That start messing with your mind. That's messing with your mental capacity. That's messing with how you view yourself. That's messing with, you know, your sanity, period. You know, so, you know, you have to, you know, I mean, when you think about just dealing with toxic people, period, you have to know how to deal with them, and you have to go in and deal with these people. First of all, you have to remain, you know, at a platform where so you're not settling. It's okay. You don't have to settle. When it's time for you to make peace, you'll make peace. But you don't have to keep trying to make peace in something that's broken that you didn't break. You know, sometimes they need accountability. Sometimes they need to come, you know, step up to the plate and own up that they have a problem with you. Let you know. Sometimes you walk around and don't, like me right now, I'm walking around and don't even know why my siblings have some type of animosity against me. And I walk around and regardless of what people say, they can't tell me anything because I can feel it. I don't care what they say. I can feel it. They walk around and they have animosity against me. But my thing is, why do you have animosity against me? Like, what could I have done to create so much hostility amongst our relationship? And then the hurtfulest part is when I'm just trying to get love. Like, I'm going to give you another example. About four or five years ago. So it was Thanksgiving. So me again, you know, still trying to extend this extended love. So I usually cook Thanksgiving. Everybody usually come over to the house until I moved into this smaller unit. So I was thinking about my brother, you know, he didn't come. So I was thinking about, I wanted him to make sure he had food to eat. So I ran out of paper plates in the house because at that particular year, it was kind of crowded. It was more people that came to the Thanksgiving gathering than expected. So I didn't have any plates to kind of give him, like to proportion the food. So I used one of the pans that was left, cleaned the pan off, and I just began to pile all the food up. So, it, you know, mind you, on Thanksgiving, when you think of Thanksgiving, you think of a smorgasbord. So it's a lot of food on the table. So I'm dumping all this food together, you know, putting this all together for him. And I took it to him, and you know what he said to me? He said, "That looked like Doug food." And I said, "What?" So I thought he was joking, like, "You can't be serious." He was like, "No, that looked like Doug food." And that hurted me to the core. He's like, "I'm gonna get that to my Doug." So you mean to tell me that you refused to come up here and have dinner with us when you could have put your stuff on the plate and ate it, you know, and right, Doug food. And you could have ate it just like all everybody else and put what you like and what you didn't like. But you didn't look at the fact that I went out of my way to make sure that you was able to eat some type of Thanksgiving food. You tell me it looked like Doug food. That made me feel so bad inside. That hurted me so bad to this day. Like, it hurted me that he did that. And then I realized, like, every time I'm like, "Oh, bro, we gonna do this. You coming. It's always an excuse. But when it comes to other people gathering, he breaks his neck. So my thing is, I had came to realization, when it's enough is enough. When is it okay to say, you know what? I love you. That's never going to change. You know, I would even be there for you if you come to me, but I can only extend myself only but so far. And I came to a point in my life, regardless of what people think of me or how they label me, I control my life through God. Like, he gives me the strength to control my life, and I control who I want to be around. So from this day forward, I came up the my resolution of dealing with toxic family members or dealing with phony family members. You know, you feed them and you deal with them from a long-handed spoon. You know, that didn't nobody ever said that you can't love them. No one ever said that, you know, you can't, you know, be there for them. No one ever said that. But what I'm saying is, if you dealing with a relationship with a mother, you know, you got to love your mother, only because the Bible said to honor thy mother and thy father, and that's a commandment. So we have to honor them. We have to love them. And, you know, we have to do the things that we have to do. But what we don't have to do is put up with the disrespect. We don't have to put up choose who you allow to come into your life, who you choose to be around in your circle. You have that choice. You don't have to choose and continues on choosing to allow people to come and cut you thick, because it cuts you. It cuts you so hard that it hurts. And people, you know, like I said, they look at you as if you're supposed to be so strong all the time. But strong people get weak too. Strong people, you know, get wary too. So when it comes to like dealing with those type of people, sometimes you have to deal with them from a long-handed spoon. And don't move because you feel bad and you feel like, oh, let me repair my family. Please, 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 y'all, from this day forward, only move when God tell you it's time to repair, because he will give you the spirit of acceptance to them to be able to move. But don't move because, you know, your sister, your uncle, your friend, your coworker tell you that you have to be the bigger person. No, you don't have to be the bigger person in somebody's that's seeing things so small in life, period. You don't have to do that anymore. What you do from here forward is continues on working on you, continues on being a better you, because hopefully that they will see the person that you has evolved to maybe trickle on to them and make them want to change. You know, sometimes we can't go out and try to change people that's broken, but we can allow broken people that's broken to look at us and want to change. So that's what I want to say tonight, guys, is, you know, my thing on this, and, you know, my opinion on this whole topic is, you don't have to deal with toxic family members. If they are bringing, you know, more headaches to you. If, you know, your sanity is just seem like it's not getting where it needs to be, you find yourself crying more, you feel, you know, neglected, you feel like you're the one being rejected from the family, you feel those things, and they're real. You know, you have to learn to protect your heart, because if you don't protect your heart, who will? So I'm signing off with saying, never stop loving them, but never stop loving you. Understand that when they choose to treat you bad and be negative towards you, they choosing them. They choosing their self. So in return of walking away, in terms of keeping your sanity, in terms of keeping your peace, in terms of making you keep continues on making you feel happy, you continues on to choose you. You. Nobody is going to make you happier than you. So I'm just signing off, guys, just to say, you know, always remember to love. Always, I mean, just love, you know, ridiculous without measure. Be you, because that's what they hate. They hate that you are you. So continues to be you, and just know that they still family. They family for a reason. You know, God made them family for a reason. So they are our family. We can't change the dynamics of them being family, but what we can't change them, but we can change how we deal with them. So for now on, from this day forward, y'all, don't feel bad. If you got to walk away, they still will always, always be your family. And you will always, always be their family. But you got to choose yourself. Because if you don't choose yourself, then no one else would. So I'm signing off, guys. And I'm signing off with a song that we just all got to remember, no matter what, that we are family, guys. And we got to all have love. And I'm just saying, y'all, no matter what, we still family. That's never going to change. That's still going to be your mother. That's still going to be your father. That's still going to be your brother. She's still going to be my sister, my cousin, my everything, my daughter, my son. That's still going to remain the same. But we will always be family. But we always got to remember that we got to take care of ourselves. Somebody got to be the leading one. And when you lead with purpose, baby. You lead with purpose. Don't change. Stay who you are. Because you are who you are for a reason. Keep shining, baby. And I'm going to play this for a minute or two. Remember that. Love y'all. Thanks for signing on. I love you guys. You know, felt like this was a topic that needed to be talked about. Y'all, it's okay. You know, when it gets to the point where y'all give each other a long hug, because every day is not promised, guys. We only get 24 hours, and our clock is continues on clicking. And when that time comes for us, our time is over, and it's going to end. So it's what you do with it. But right now, love yourself, guys. Until then, thanks for joining Mo's Talk. I'm going to let this play for a second.